This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is Free Talk Live, kicking off the third hour of our normally live Saturday edition. Normally we're live 7 nights a week, but in the next few nights we're not going to be live, which is unusual for Free Talk Live, but we're doing a libertarian
kind of live.
Well, we're recording live. We're not going back and editing the segments after the fact, unless, like yesterday, I ran over one too long, and then I had to make a hard cut at the end. But we are recording this live, not editing for content, and putting it on the air later on, because we're at the beautiful Rogers Campground in Lancaster, New Hampshire, for a couple of wonderful libertarian camping festivals that are here to kind of showcase and celebrate the libertarian migration that is happening here. What did you call it, Mark? A libertarian political
migration? New Hampshire freedom migration.
Freedom migration. The New Hampshire freedom migration that has been going on here actively for more than a decade, and as an active sort of organized thing. And, of course, it's been going on for longer than that, where freedom-loving people have for decades been moving to New Hampshire, and that's one of the reasons why. It is the freest of all the 50 states. So we're talking with interesting people throughout the weekend, and we're things are just getting rolling here on Saturday. It's a brand-new event, Shire Fest, also Somalia Fest. There are two different sort of themed events, but both pretty much the same thing. Like, I've made up a name badge for myself that has both of them listed on it, so I'm officially attending both.
And Secession Fest is something that me and Shire Dude came up with after he was on
Free Talk Live.
And basically, we're just going to wind up seceding from all of the festivals.
Excellent. I love it.
You get to have fun.
I think that's what we need. We need more ideas in the Liberty marketplace.
I am a temporary autonomous zone.
So we were talking about censorship a moment ago. For those of you just tuning in, there's this Bitcoin war, this geek war that has been going on online for a couple of years, and it's really starting to come to a head recently, with August 1st being a kind of a deadline, and we don't know what's going to happen on August 1st. There's all kinds of potentials and possibilities, and we're definitely going to talk more about that over the next month or so. I invited Roger Veer to come back on the show from Bitcoin.com towards the end of the month, once the SegWit 2X software is supposed to be available for download. We'll talk to him about that.
And if anybody from the opposing side wants to call into Free Talk Live, the numbers are open
absolutely
when we're in the studio, and or you want to set up ahead of time.
We'll have anybody on the air here. We don't censor other people's opinions, unless you say the F-bomb on the air.
Or a few other words.
If you say something the FCC is going to fine our stations for, we can't let that on. But as far as ideas are concerned, anybody's ideas are welcome here on Free Talk Live. Unlike some of these Bitcoin forums, which have been censoring and removing posts about alternatives, alternative views for what Bitcoin's future should look like.
I'm going to defend the English language here and say that they are moderating.
Okay, because censorship's only for government.
Censorship would be, you are not allowed to say this anywhere. Not just, I am not giving you a platform.
And it's usually enforced by the state, right? Censorship?
Yes.
Okay, so good point. But Mark, you were going to make a point, because Daryl had brought up the argument that the people who are moderating these forums and excluding certain posts from, their argument is, well, this is, r/Bitcoin on Reddit, and r/Bitcoin is only about the official Bitcoin. You can't post here about Ether or Dash or Bitcoin Unlimited. They consider Bitcoin Unlimited or SegWit2x or all these things
to be alternatives
to Bitcoin. There's only the one true Bitcoin. But you said they're censoring other things.
So the idea that SegWit...
Like, just critique?
So the idea that SegWit2x is any different than SegWit is ridiculous. So if they'll allow a conversation about SegWit, which I'm certain they will, and they won't allow a conversation about SegWit2x, then they have shown their hand. Secondarily,
that's
if you run
biased moderation.
Yeah,
well, we're talking about biased moderation.
We're talking about people who claim to be running a Bitcoin forum who do not allow any dissent within the Bitcoin forum about Bitcoin's currently, current operators, the people who are...
See, it started off as they were removing posts about things that they deemed to be alternative currencies. And I did not know that they were considering SegWit2x to be an alternative currency to Bitcoin.
I just knew that
they
were
considering Bitcoin Unlimited because it's not Bitcoin. It is something else.
SegWit 2x. Well, Bitcoin Unlimited is Bitcoin.
It is
you
Bitcoin.
You can
right.
run the Bitcoin but Unlimited software and it works.
Well, it doesn't say Bitcoin, so therefore
it does say Bitcoin. If you run our Reddit/rubber tires, okay, you run a Reddit for rubber tires,
okay,
and you say, look, you know, anybody who comes in here and wants to talk about rubber compounds can't talk about rubber compounds because rubber compounds aren't rubber tires, then you are a censor, right? Like you're a biased moderator. You are the Stone Age, drawing people back to rubber tires when we needed plantations of rubber trees in Liberia
right. now,
in order to fight World War One. I mean, that's how nuts this
is. Wouldn't a post about, hey, we should increase the block size, wouldn't that also be deleted from these forums?
Look, I haven't been there, and as I understand, the censorship has gotten so so bad that people are rushing over to Bitcoin.com for their uncensored
because they've got forums there.
Forum. And
forum.bitcoin.com. There's also /BTC on Reddit, which is the uncensored. They're still going to moderate certain things, but they're going to allow conversations from both sides of or the different
they're
sides.
They're just a little more lenient
issues.
In what they allow in
and
their
that's how you solve thread. The problem. You have different options in the marketplace. But I think it was
right.
disappointing.
So somebody that's a moderator of r/Bitcoin is not going on to r/BTC and removing
that's
posts.
Correct.
They are not allowed to do that,
that's
so
right.
thus not censorship.
Okay,
that's,
so
we weren't saying /BTC was... I see what you're saying. You're saying it has to be across
r/Bitcoin moderators are not censoring posts on threads other than the thread that they are a moderator on, so thus, by definition, it is not censorship.
Well, so a tyrant, when they reach a certain level, even in private, I can be a tyrant in my own home, right? I may not be enforcing my will beyond my property, but I can then, just because I'm loud and mean, I can then reach the level of a tyrant even on my own property. So it is possible to reach censorship levels through one's moderation, even on private property. And I point out that Reddit isn't private property. Because I can go start a Reddit today. I didn't pay anything for it.
Right.
It's not even rented property. It's just a space. So I'm not sure that I agree with that. Look, the fact is that the evil characters in Animal Farm were the pigs. And what the pigs did is they went to the barnyard wall and they erased the words. They erased people from memory. They edited, they moderated the rules that they wrote on the side of the barn in a biased fashion to benefit themselves. And so I guess if you don't want me to call them censors, that's fine. They're pigs.
There you go. This problem, I think, has been solved because there
are
now
really fine creatures and don't deserve all the bad names that have been thrown at them.
The problem,
so
I think.
So why are you calling pig censors?
Look, I read the book.
I think this problem has been solved by the fact that there are now alternatives for people to go on. But I think that ultimately the deleting of these posts, which are just discussions that people are trying to have about the future of Bitcoin, is what's frustrating to people. Is what, hey, this should be a place where people, it was traditionally a place where people could talk about those things, and ever since this split has become so contentious, that's where the nasty online trolling and behavior has really come into play, and that turns off a lot of people, and these other forums are still very popular. So I understand the frustrations of it, but, complaining about it isn't going to make it any better, so going out there and starting an alternative like /BTC on Reddit, like the Bitcoin.com forums, that's the only option, and then driving people to those places. So we're used to that here on Free Talk Live, schisms and splits and other alternatives to express yourself. And of course, you can do that here at Rogers Campground. You're welcome to join us here in our outdoor studio in the beautiful Rogers Campground. It's just absolutely fantastic, and it's great to be here. We're going to be talking coming up on the show here in the remainder of the Saturday night show with one of the people who, I don't think he's an organizer of Somalia Fest, but he's one of the promoters. He's the guy who called Free Talk Live on, I believe, more than one occasion to talk about Somalia Fest and the Pirate Party. And I suspect that he might be able to tell us, I'm hoping, that he'll be able to talk about these things here. Because part of the point of Somalia Fest, as I understand it, is to promote this Pirate Party concept here in New Hampshire. It's something that's been very big over in Europe, in certain parts of Europe. Iceland has had tremendous success with the Pirate
Sweden,
Party.
To some extent.
Yeah, where people have gotten elected, and in a relatively short period of time. Like, their level of pickup as far as popularity and people keying in on what's going on and being interested has been incredibly fast.
Yes.
You know, as far as a brand new political party having success, this is amazing. So will that be the same thing here in New Hampshire? Well,
no, because New Hampshire doesn't have the best ballot access laws compared to a lot of the rest of the country.
And we can talk more about that, you know, the challenges that third parties face. You know a thing or two about this, Daryl, as you're the chairman of the Libertarian Party here in New Hampshire. So more coming up from Shirefest and Somalia Fest 2017.
Secession Fest.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go, go to your phone. Because if you give us a call right now, you'll be able to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by calling MiniCPAP.com, 1-800-768-3138. Transcend is FAA compliant, too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call MiniCPAP.com now. 1-800-768-3138. That's 1-800-768-3138.
Hi, this is Ron Paul, former congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I love these summer months because this is when I get to enjoy the fresh fruits and vegetables that are being harvested on small farms and in our backyards. We all look forward to garden tomatoes and corn on the cob. Don't you wish there was a better way to preserve their true tastes and flavors? I'm here to tell you that there is a better way. It's by using the amazing home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. I have a Harvest Right freeze dryer and use it to preserve the foods I love. Strawberries, apples, and even lasagna and ice cream can stay fresh for 25 years. And the best part of my freeze drying is my family and I have a supply of long-lasting food on hand. So no matter what may come, we feel better prepared. We love our freeze dryer. To learn more, go to HarvestRight.com or call 800-923-9591. That's HarvestRight.com or 800-923-9591.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at ShelterPod.com. The Shelter Pod at ShelterPod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. We are here at Somalia Fest and Shire Fest.
And Secession Fest.
It's a beautiful day.
And Schism Fest.
As we are recording this. And yes, you, as you're mentioning here, Daryl, other fests have sprung up within just the last hour, I would say, here.
Yeah. Pretty much.
So we're here. We're talking to various interesting folks who are already arrived. Still relatively early on. Campground still, mostly empty. But I think things are going to be ramping up as we get closer to tomorrow night, where it is there's going to be a rave that's going to be thrown at some point this weekend by Will Coley from Call to Freedom, who is a great Muslim
activist.
Is
the rave going to be halal?
I don't know if that's a thing, but possibly. Will is the founder or one of the founders of Muslims for Liberty, longtime listeners of Free Talk Live. We'll know him from our Ask a Muslim segments, where Will sits in with us and talks about various different aspects of what it's really like to be a Muslim. And just a talented guy. I'm looking forward to seeing him.
And one of those segments actually got us removed from a radio station.
That's right. Because we're friendly to Will, one of the stations out in Reno that we had, an FM talk station, pulled us off the air. And they didn't want no talking about Muslim things on their radio. So that was the end of that.
Yeah.
But, I'm sure we're going to have Will Coley on the show as soon as he arrives. I don't know when he's expected, if it's today or tomorrow or whatever. I know he's probably
also going to wind up having Davi Barker, the Muslim agorist,
definitely
on the show tomorrow.
And he's coming in tonight. So, we're looking forward to that. Look forward to more great guests, many of whom you've heard before on this program, and including this next one, who is joining us. Steven Zeiler is with us here today. Hey, Steven.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Now, we've had you on the phone or Skype a few times on Free Talk Live. Have you ever actually sat behind a mic in our studio? I don't recall.
Not yet.
Well,
have you ever sat behind a mic in any studio?
Well, you're in my studio, actually, this time.
That's true. We're on your campsite. we commandeered the table earlier this morning.
That's a very pirate thing to do.
Yeah, it's true. Good point.
We did some swashbuckling.
No one had to get stabbed or anything, though, so it was okay.
Or tickled with a feather sword.
We appreciate your hospitality here.
Yeah,
my pleasure.
Now, you actually were so there's no organizer to Somalia Fest, which is one of the festivals going on here this weekend. It's the first time ever. There's no official organizer, but you were a promoter for sure. Like, you called in to Free Talk Live to talk about Somalia Fest before it happened. So I figured you'd be a good person to go back to talk about Somalia Fest.
Yeah, well, a lot of people wanted to have an alternative festival for the porcupines in the Shire, and they were just talking about it. We should have something, and yeah. I decided, well, it's happening.
You decided I could do that.
I decided
someone could.
It is happening, and so that was the only thing that needed to change in people's minds is just, oh, it's happening? Great, we're going to go.
And somebody made a website. We don't know who that was. Somebody made a Facebook event, and a bunch of somebodies have shown up so far. So it's great. We've already had one event, two or three events break off from Somalia Fest and form their own competing events here, which I think is just fantastic. We want to see that.
It was inspired by the pirate party from Europe.
Right. And, let's talk about that.
And one of the important planks of the Pirate Party platform is direct action and just doing what you want.
To Somalia?
Doing what you want to see in the world instead of asking other people to do it or even trying to organize other people to do it.
Right.
Simply doing something and being inspiring.
I love it. And we actually talked to Rick Falkvinge, who is the creator of the Pirate Party, originally over in Sweden. There are now several iterations in different places in Europe. And they've had tremendous electoral success. I'm sure, Daryl, you're probably a little more familiar with the wins that they've had. Iceland was a recent big win for the Pirate Party
won a good many seats in the Icelandic parliament. The Alting is what that is called.
One of the most popular things about the Pirate Party is reform of copyright laws and patents. I believe basically abolishing them because
something fairly close to abolishing. They don't actually say, and I've read their platform.
There's an incredible amount of wealth that we can get from technology, and in a lot of places in the world, technology is suppressed. And legal monopolies are granted on that technology. So people in Iceland and other places, they don't like that, and they want to be able to build whatever they can possibly build without having to ask permission or pay anyone.
I know in the U.S. there is a U.S. Pirate Party that's like the national head of the Pirate Party in the U.S., and then a couple of states have state pirate parties. don't believe any of them actually have ballot access. I'm not sure if any have actually run any political candidates. So the pirate party that you're forming or helping form or organize for New Hampshire, are you going to wind up seeking your own ballot access, or will you basically just be like a party in name only?
Well, let's be clear. This is about a party, like a festival.
So this is like what Ernie Hancock's doing out in Arizona, where their pirate party is basically just throwing parties and they're not getting politically active?
Well, part of the actual pirate party is, this is a bad term because the party means two things. I wanted to gather people around here to be a party. This is an event.
Right.
Right?
Yes.
But the actual political organizing party is very involved in government, and that's one of the most important ideas behind the pirate system is actually being involved in government.
So this is both a party and a party, is what you're saying.
So it's both a social party and a political party?
Yeah, I guess so, yeah. If anyone wants to run as a pirate party member, let's do it.
Okay, because that's what I was wondering was, you know, is this the is this event, Somalia Fest, the first ever Somalia Fest 2017, website somaliafest.com, is this, you know, it mentions the pirate party on there as though this is sort of the focus of Somalia Fest, if there is a focus, because obviously it's a decentralized event and people just kind of show up and do whatever they want. But
and there's, you know, allegedly some cannabis floating around, so I don't know how focused anybody is. Some people might be, you know, like focused on fulfilling the munchies that they have.
You could. But sometimes cannabis will increase your focus.
Yes.
Depends on what, you know, your purpose is. But so the pirate party has yet to be formed, is that right, in New Hampshire, as far as an actual, like, political organization?
I know there is a New Hampshire Pirate Party Facebook page.
Well, Daryl, how would we actually form a pirate party political organization? Well, how would we technically achieve that?
Well, if you were forming a political party, you would need governing documents, generally a set of bylaws. If you wanted ballot access, then during the election year, you would either need to collect a number of petitions equal to 3% of the gubernatorial vote, and then that would allow you to place candidates on the general election ballot, and you would cease to be recognized as a political party if your gubernatorial candidate failed to get 4% of the vote in the general election. The other way is you could collect 3,000 petitions, get your candidate on the ballot, and again, would not be recognized as a political party in the eyes of the state government if your gubernatorial candidate failed to get 4% of the vote. If your state rep candidates wanted on, they would need to collect 150 petitions, and that would allow them on the ballot once. Doesn't matter. They could win election. They would still need to petition to get on the ballot the next time.
Hold that thought. Okay. We can continue here in a moment. Stephen, you can stick with us for a few, right? More with Stephen Zeiler from the from Somalia Fest in...
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery, and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hi, John here again. After another month of being on several supplements from Synergistic Nutrition, including Synergy One, the Andreas Black Cumin Seed Oil, and other supplements, I've lost another 10 pounds for a total of 20 pounds. My belt size has been reduced by 1 3/4 inches. My knees don't ache as much anymore, and I'm walking my dogs twice as long as I did a month ago. I sleep very well and have a lot more energy. I noticed that when I cut myself accidentally, that I was bleeding much more profusely, and that the blood was bright red. Previously, I didn't bleed much at all, and it was dark red in color. So I know this protocol is working to keep my blood healthy. Additionally, I now have the energy to do calisthenics several times a week, in addition to the extra walking. My hunger has been reduced a lot. I take 2 shakes a day, along with each meal.
Call Synergistic Nutrition at 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
Yesterday, I got a call from the IRS. They say I owe them over $16,000. I don't have that kind of money.
Don't try to fight the IRS on your own. Use Coast One Financial Group and let them help you get a fresh start. If you owe at least $10,000 in back taxes, call now for a free and confidential tax debt analysis. Call Coast One now for a free consultation at 800-643-4661 now. 800-643-4661. That's 800-643-4661.
Homeowners have much more to worry about than just making their mortgage payment. Can you afford to repair or replace your air conditioning when it stops working this summer? Or worse, a major plumbing problem? With National Home, you can say goodbye to repair bills. If you own a home, you can stop paying for these costly repairs. Best of all, call now to get 1 month of repair coverage for free. Get total protection for your home's major appliances and systems, so you have no more costly repair bills. Call 800-887-3022. That's 800-887-3022. 800-887-3022.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. We're at Shire Fest and Somalia Fest and Secession Fest
and Schism Fest.
I'm going to have to make
everybody
notes here.
That joins Schism Fest immediately gets kicked out.
Of Schism Fest?
Of Schism Fest.
Okay, got it.
Yes. Secession Fest, you can secede if you want to.
So we're here at Rogers Campground, and Stephen, you've been here a couple times in the past at other Freedom Festivals. You keep coming back. You must love it here, right?
There's a special energy out here at Rogers Campground, and obviously you guys are here, and there's a lot of great people. I just sold some coffee for Bitcoin, so
excellent.
That's always satisfying. And yeah.
Do we know if the transaction fee was larger than the price paid for the cup of coffee?
Probably.
He probably didn't use a high priority fee, so it's okay. Probably about
Not all wallets allow you to set a fee.
Well, it's a small price to pay for using a free market system of money instead of the monopolist system.
It's not that small of a price with Bitcoin anymore, which is why a lot of people are moving over to Dash and Ether and other options, which I think we're going to see more of here as the weekend continues to develop. Lots of exciting things still to come. Lots more people still expected to show up. We're going to interview as many good folks as we possibly can here throughout the weekend. And it was confirmed today that I'll be staying here through Tuesday, so we'll have a couple more episodes of Free Talk Live. We weren't really sure if the hotel space was going to be available, but it is. So you can actually still get up here and still even grab a hotel room if you're not into, you know, into the camping thing. So it's up to you. There's RV spaces as well. So if you, you know, an RV, there's plenty of space for you. If you want to set up and vend, the nice thing about Somalia Fest is you don't have to ask anyone's permission to do so. And one of the, I think the reasons why Somalia Fest is a thing is because of the sort of the central control that has come down on the Porcupine Freedom Festival over the last few years. It's gotten more and more controlling where, you know, there's like you've got to register to be a vendor and pay vendor fees, and those fees I don't think have gone down over time, I suspect. And it's just, you know, there's a lot more central control there, and it didn't used to be that way. In the early days of Porkfest, it was a lot like this, where, you know, libertarians and voluntarists and liberty-loving anarchists would come to a campground. Rogers was actually originally where Porkfest started, like more than a decade ago. And they would just set up. You know, if you want to cook food, you cook food, and you don't have to ask anybody's permission. So that's what's great about Somalia Fest and Shire Fest so far, is that there's that freedom, that decentralization. There's no board of directors to make screwy decisions.
And people organize themselves. I think that that's one difference that a lot of people in the libertarian world don't see, is that they're opposed to a coerced organizer. But then, like the state, for instance, but they often don't allow other people to organize themselves within what they perceive as a more voluntary interaction. So, like in Porkfest, you know, they say, oh, well, you pay to come here to Porkfest, so you agree to the rules about, you know, having to pay to be a vendor or asking permission to be in a certain place. And I think it's still really important for us to have a self-organized society, because we're just at the beginning of exploring how to make self-organized systems of people and letting people govern themselves and
see what happens.
See how it works out.
You know, if there's a problem, then you cross that bridge when you come to it. But otherwise, you know, let people be free and see what does come out of that chaos. You know, chaos sounds scary, right? But it's really just letting the market work.
Well, I witnessed some, you know, chaos last night of somebody trying to open a bottle of wine using a shoe and a tree.
It worked.
It did work.
It ultimately worked, but I've never seen it before. Like, yeah. If there were, you know, central planners here, then they would have made sure that there was a wine cork. That way, you know, the tree shoe thing never happened. But that's the beauty of not being centrally planned. You do have weird stuff happen.
Well, a small event is easy to not have central planning. You know, there's not a lot
and
of
I'm
conflict.
Sure there's a metaphor in there somewhere.
When it becomes a large thing like Porkfest, that's when the interesting solutions begin to emerge, when people are actually having conflicts and they have to resolve it without a centralized authority.
Mm.
And
that's when you have to use creativity.
That's when we see things being created and happen. And so to step in and try to prevent that from happening, I think it loses a lot of the magic and a lot of the new ideas that we can see emerge.
Yeah, so there's two very different philosophies at work here between these two festivals that are literally right next to one another as far as in time frame is concerned. Somalia Fest, Shire Fest, Secession Fest, all these things are going through, I believe, this Tuesday. Although I guess Secession Fest could secede from the calendar as well and go all the way through Porkfest, too.
Yeah, it's forever.
So anyway, all kinds of, you know,
that's
differences.
That's an event that never stops.
And differences are important. You know, some people may value the centralized control, and they can go to that event, and they can go and, you know, have themselves their family-friendly event, and we'll have a guy who's doing a sexual dance with an American flag, you know, like we did last night, and it was fantastic.
The very first Porcupine Freedom Festival that I attended in 2010 was also the first time that Buzz had the big gay dance party.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, what you were saying, when Porkfest was not as controlled, where, oh, you want to have a, you know, big giant tent and play music and celebrate whatever. Yeah, go for it.
Mm-hmm.
And it happened. And then the next year they're
again
like,
and again.
Oh, we really liked that. We're putting you on the schedule now.
Yeah. So,
well, I like the answer. Go for it. Do it. Make it happen. You know, last year we contacted the organizers of Porkfest and we said, we want to throw a big gay dance party. And I was expecting to hear, great, go for it. Do it.
They said,
well, how about you join this committee and we'll meet and figure it out. And
no deal.
First, we need
to join the committee to create a new committee. And then that committee will have a subcommittee hearing on whether or not to create a new committee. And then we'll let you join a committee to look at having a dance party.
It's the opposite of action.
Yeah.
Committees are the illusion of things where
they go to die.
Right, right. Exactly. Committees are the illusion of action because, we're forming a committee, and then they're going to have a meeting, and then they're going to have another meeting.
The committee wants to create a commission.
Right, or the subcommittee or whatever. And it just keeps going and going. And Daryl and I are on a couple of different boards. And boards are just a terrible, terrible way to organize things and to manage. I've just never really seen a board that I've thought, wow, that board is really on it. They're really doing a lot of great work and they've got a great work ethic or whatever. And it just doesn't happen. Maybe there's
very
some exceptions.
Rarely.
Maybe there's some exceptions to that rule, but that's been my experience. So you guys said no. I mean, we're gonna do our own thing. Was that part of the impetus behind Somalia Fest? Was getting kind of that response from Pork Fest?
That was definitely part of it. Of course, Somalia Fest was an idea thrown around from when I made the State Free Project, kind of a poke.
Oh, that was you?
I didn't know who that was. Yeah, and that was after the incident with the banhammer. And
it's a better name, by the way. State Free Project is much better because free state is like an oxymoron, as Mark was pointing out the other night.
That actually cheered up a bunch of people. A bunch of people were really, really upset about you guys being banned from the Free State Project. So,
and then last year there
was
the Fiend Fest Somalia.
Yeah, that was sort of the genesis.
Was that
of all
kind
this,
of
right?
the genesis of this?
Yeah, that was to put out the idea of a festival that doesn't have rules and it doesn't have organizers and to see how people responded to that.
Does that mean that I can show up and just steal people's paper clips?
You can do whatever you want, but be prepared to accept the consequences.
There might be someone who will defend their paper clips.
Yeah, it's very likely.
Yes.
I usually am carrying a sidearm with me at this festival and all the time. So good luck.
It's awesome to be here. There's just, so much that I think we're going to be able to talk about over the weekend with the wonderful guests that we've got here. Stephen, you are a working man. I mean, you were cranking away on that laptop over there last night, even while people were partying. Yeah, we can't talk about what you were working on, but I think the cryptocurrency world is going to be very excited about it once it comes out. And I don't want to say anything else because you swore
it's
me secrecy.
It's going to be huge.
Good, thank you.
But let me tell you, I'm excited about it, and I'm looking forward to talking about that on the air with you once it's done. So let's see, where else are we at here? Oh, we're going to come back with more. We got one more segment from the recorded live Saturday show here at Somalia Fest, Shire Fest, etc. Fest at Rogers Campground.
Greetings.
There's more coming up.
Fast.
And you can join us out here. It's not too late to get out here. This is going through Tuesday at Rogers Campground in New Hampshire.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com. You've said it yourself. We need a healthcare system that focuses on health, not sickness. Health insurance pays for treating sickness but gives you nothing for being healthy. There's a free market healthcare company that gives you freedom from health insurance. They give you a proactive health assessment daily, no charge, 24-hour access to doctors. Check them out right now at healthexcellenceselect.com. Any kind of doctor, traditional, integrative, chiropractic, acupuncture, and massage. You'll love the service and price. Healthexcellenceselect.com. Healthexcellenceselect.com.
Hi, this is Ron Paul, former congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I love these summer months because this is when I get to enjoy the fresh fruits and vegetables that are being harvested on small farms and in our backyards. We all look forward to garden tomatoes and corn on the cob. Don't you wish there was a better way to preserve their true tastes and flavors? I'm here to tell you that there is a better way. It's by using the amazing home freeze dryer from Harvest Right.
I have a Harvest Right freeze dryer and use it to preserve the foods I love. Strawberries, apples, and even lasagna and ice cream can stay fresh for 25 years. And the best part of my freeze drying is my family and I have a supply of long-lasting food on hand. So no matter what may come, we feel better prepared. We love our freeze dryer. To learn more, go to HarvestRight.com or call 800-923-9591. That's HarvestRight.com or 800-923-9591.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Is that Ellen painting her garage?
Yesterday she was trimming her hedges.
What's her secret?
I heard she was eating this new superberry called the Aronia berry.
Aronia? What?
Aronia berries from superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where can we get them?
Go to superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait. I've got lots of projects I need to get done.
Yes, you do.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. We are at Rogers Campground, the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire, in Lancaster, New Hampshire. It's a fantastic location to have a camping festival. Libertarian, freedom-oriented camping festivals. There's apparently a multitude of them happening here this weekend, including Shire Fest, Somalia Fest, Secession Fest, Schism Fest, and I bet we'll have another one or two by the end of the night tonight. But if you want to learn more about Somalia Fest, you can go to SomaliaFest.com. That's the only one of them that actually has a website. And we've got Steven Zeiler on with us still. He's one of the people who's somewhat involved in some way with Somalia Fest, but there's no real organizer. There's nobody who's in charge of this decentralized freedom festival, which is the right kind of freedom festival. And I'm glad to have the opportunity to broadcast from it. We've been having fun actually recording our show, which means we get to actually hang out with you guys at night. It's very different actually being able to hang out at night and not have to do Free Talk Live as a live show. So thank you, Stephen, for inviting us here. You were the one who called into Free Talk Live to invite our listeners, and I appreciate that.
You're very welcome.
So, Derek J., you've replaced Daryl.
Hey! Yeah, and it's so good to be at Somalia Fest. Man, I feel more free already. I feel like a free man.
You are, Derek Freeman.
That's right. We've been focusing on ways to increase our freedom. I'm going to be giving a presentation about dark markets later during...
Where will the presentations be occurring?
Right at this campsite,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay, excellent.
I posted an event. You know, Somalia Fest is decentralized, so there's no official schedule.
Right.
But there's, like, this spontaneous order that's happening where people see Will Coley made an event, James Babb made an event.
These are Facebook events.
They made Facebook events, yeah. So I was like, okay, what time slot hasn't been taken? You know, I want to help bring freedom to people, and I think a huge part of that is people using dark markets. I think Daryl mentioned 25% of U.K. Residents who claim they've used drugs in the last year have gotten them from the dark market. So this is a big part of people's lives.
Amazing.
It's making their lives better. You know, it will help reduce in overdoses, let people know what they're getting. So there's a lot of freedom to be had for individuals in that realm in particular. So I want to help bring that to my friends and neighbors.
It's how to use the 21st century pharmacy.
That's right. That's what the talk is called, the 21st century pharmacy.
The darknets are amazing. We've talked a lot about it here on Free Talk Live over the years, from way back when the Silk Road started back in 2011. We'd heard about that back then. It's hard to believe it's already been, you know, 6 years since then. And unfortunately, Ross Ulbricht is in prison now. He's the creator of the Silk Road. Derek, you went down to his trial back in 2015.
That's right. Yeah, I was there. There were a bunch of people holding signs out, but the jury was kept from seeing any signs as they walked in. They were, I think, even the windows, they were bussed in. There were, like, shields over the windows so that they couldn't see out. It was a really weird scene. But it's a good thing that even though Ross is away, the creator of the Silk Road, there are many more dark market websites that have sprung up in its place.
Yeah,
so
the government said they were going to crack down on him to teach everybody a lesson, but apparently they didn't learn that lesson, and there are now, you know, dozens of these sites.
They're more in use today than ever.
And most people said we're actually doubling down on our efforts to make these people obsolete because of what they've done to Ross.
Good.
Right. It's only emboldened those who have the skills and technical ability to bring this technology to the people.
It's a tragic big price to pay for an amazing legacy, as you were saying, to be able to buy these drugs on these underground darknet markets.
Makes people safer.
Has made people safer, not just in the buying and selling as far as, you know, you're not going to get robbed if someone has to mail something to you and everybody in the transaction is anonymous. You know, nobody can put a gun or a knife to somebody's head or back in a robbery in that case. Maybe you'll get scammed in that they won't send you the product or something like that.
But you probably won't, because there's a good reputation system with this where, you know, on most of the dark markets, you can rate a vendor on how well they packaged your product, the quality of it. And so if you can look at a rating history of people who have made hundreds or thousands of sales to people, and you can read, just like on eBay, how well did they do? And you can steer clear of anyone with one negative tick mark against them. So it's great. And it's the war on drugs has been a huge failure, of course, and everyone knows that, except for mainstream Democrats who are just pushing this along.
Which brings us to our next conversation, where you and Stephen were recently at a meeting in Portsmouth, which is where you live. It's the seacoast of New Hampshire, and it's kind of a Democrat town.
Totally Democrat town, yeah.
It's very much like Keene in a lot of ways as far as the demographics, as far as, you know, you're a Democrat town, there's a city council, the population's about the same size.
There's sister cities.
Yeah. And so there was this seminar, I don't know, what would you call it?
An expose.
That's what they called it. They were exposing the FSP,
the Free State Project.
Yeah.
Really, they were exposing local Democrats
to
the FSP.
They were exposing themselves really what they were doing, because they were trying to claim that FSP people are hidden, that they're lying.
They're wolves
in sheep clothing.
But weren't you hiding? Weren't you going to the Democrat meetings as Derek?
But I was totally open. Yeah, that is my name. So I was totally open, and I have been. They began the discussion by saying, we know there are some Free Staters here. Would anyone like to stand up and introduce yourself? And about 10 people did.
Yep.
There were some in the audience who didn't want to, but they had an opportunity, and they were out in the open. And so that destroyed the claim that these people are hiding, that they don't want to address the issues. You know, these are the people who don't want to address the issues. They didn't want to have
presenters.
A discussion. The presenters, the Democrats, yeah. So they just wanted to slander and lie and not be able to have anyone have a real discussion about it. And the Democrats weren't even buying it. The people they were giving a presentation to started saying, hey, wait a minute.
Yeah, it was so obvious they were lying that the Democrats were like, wait a minute, you can't just throw out all these accusations with no evidence or anything.
Yeah, so one of the big center points was that all FSP people, the goal is to take over the state and secede. Right, and not everyone believes that, and so
a lot of us do.
But it's not part of the pledge, and they tried to make it seem like it's part of the Free State Project pledge.
I heard they got called out on that.
They did, and they very reluctantly finally showed the actual pledge for a few seconds.
They were claiming that the Free State Project has a secessionist line in their pledge, which the pledge is where people say that they're going to, you know, move to New Hampshire if 20,000 people move, and they're going to work towards more freedom, basically. I mean, I'm paraphrasing it. But it doesn't say anything about secession. So somebody actually apparently stood up and called them out during the presentation, and then you're saying they showed the actual, they pulled it up on screen?
He was innocently asking a question. He wasn't calling anyone
he
out.
To
he was
know
saying,
the truth.
Okay, so let me get this straight. They pledged to secede, the secession is in the pledge, and the presenter had to backpedal and say, okay, no, honestly, it's not. Here's what the pledge actually says, and she had it up on the screen for everyone to read.
So it caught her in a lie.
It did.
In front of the whole audience.
Yeah,
one
and
of
so that
many
destroys
lies
her credibility. Yeah, another one was that she claimed that Cop Block was a part of the FSP and that they got their start by defecating on cop cars, that was something that
wow
they had done.
Yeah.
And I've never heard this. I've been a host of Cop Block Radio for several years. And posted to their website. I know a lot of the people involved very well. I feel like I would have heard about this story
for sure
had it happened.
I was involved in Cop Block when it began, and that never happened.
Right. So I emailed to fact check this. Of course, she can't make a claim that she hasn't researched, doesn't have a fact behind it, of course, right? So I emailed the presenter and the researcher and said, okay, I'm curious about this claim that Cop Block started by defecating on cop cars. Can you tell me where those reports came from or when this happened? And of course they can't. So
she just said it came from reports.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous. Now, I do remember there was some sort of protest where somebody did take a crap on a cop car, but it had nothing to do with Cop Block or New Hampshire. I think it was some left-wing protesters, honestly.
Most likely Democrats.
If I'm recalling correctly. It was like, you know, I don't know if it was Antifa or who it was, but, you know, one of those anarchists, I'm putting quotes around that, groups where they, you know, destroy property, those kind of anarchists. I believe it was, I don't know if it was G20 or one of those things where, you know, things were going crazy and somebody took a crap on a cop car.
Well, one of the great things about the event was that it was intended by the group Granite State Progress to really dehumanize the FSP and make it an us versus them. These free staters are enemies, and there's no common ground that can be worked with together. And Stephen actually stood up and raised a good point, asking the presenter, what issues do you think we can work together on?
Wow.
Where can we find common ground?
Well, the only answer that they offered was transgender rights.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, and women's health.
Well, who opposes women's health?
I mean, right.
There you go.
That was a little silly.
Even that had the Democrats scratching their heads, asking, well, what does that mean?
Yeah, what does that even mean?
Yeah.
Amazing. Now, you're working on a piece for freekeen.com that's going to get into even more detail on this whole experience that you guys had. Were they banning cameras from this event?
No, they were welcome to cameras. Okay. I was clearly recording.
Because I had heard that they've done this before.
Really?
In other areas. This was not the first time they've done one of these exposés. They do like one a year, and I think they move it around the state. And I'd heard that, you know, other libertarians had gone before, and they weren't allowed to record.
No, so. I got pictures of almost all the slides that were used, and I hope that people can see it so that if you missed it, you wanted to be there, you can really feel like you were there.
Keep an eye out over at freekeen.com for Derek's article on that. We're going to have to wrap it up for tonight's show here at Somalia Fest.
Bitcoin.com is the most unique online destination in the Bitcoin universe. Buying Bitcoin? Do it here. Want to speak your mind to other Bitcoin users? Our forum is always open and censorship free at forum.bitcoin.com. There's no bigger Bitcoin believers than the Bitcoin.com team. That's why this site is a one-stop shop for everything you need to get into Bitcoin life. You can also play games at games.bitcoin.com. Learn more at bitcoin.com. That's bitcoin.com.
Do you need a website for your blog or new business? It can be pretty intimidating on your own, and that's why Free Talk Live has partnered with Hostgator, one of the top hosting companies. Hostgator offers a simple, one-click, easy installation for WordPress, 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive, user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation back into your hands. Go to hostgator.com/FTL, and you'll get 50% off of their regular hosting prices. 50% off! Hostgator.com/FTL.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.